Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Hillary Sheehy, the mayor of Reno, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheehy. Pleasure to have you back on the program, Mayor.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Great to see you.
Let me get your initial thoughts as we tape this on what's going on with coronavirus and your favorite city.
In my favorite city. Well, certainly I would say the last 6 weeks has been, incredibly challenging. It's really hard to wrap your head around something of this magnitude, because I think in cities we're so used to dealing with floods and fires and not a pandemic to this level. So it really kind of challenges you in a different way when it comes to cities. We're used to, having firefighters and police officers and things like that in our toolkit. So this is a little different in the sense that now we have physicians and nurses and the front lines and first responders. And so it's just a little, it certainly changes the landscape. But I would say that I'm incredibly proud of our city. We're a resilient city, which, we come together in times of challenge. Reno has certainly seen its fair share of challenges. So I'm just grateful for all the people who have stayed home, social distanced, been wearing their masks. It makes me really proud.
And you were one of the first people out there saying that people needed to respond to these guidelines before even really the state was doing that. And you took a lot of heat for it. Do you feel comfort now that you did the right thing?
Well, I think that it's never easy. Certainly, I can't even sort of explain, that feeling that you get whenever, it's coming down to a position where you just have to make such a tough decision. I think that, I've been so fortunate because I work so closely with mayors across the country. We're on phone calls 3 times a week. And so you kind of get a sense of what is happening all across the nation. And with this, it's interesting because we it affects all of us. Whatever, you know, another state is doing, another city is doing, it can, you know, have that ripple effect. So, you know, quite honestly, looking at the data, when we started looking at it, it was showing models of losing hundreds, if not thousands, right here in our city. And so having a little background and knowledge what other cities were going through, certainly New York, Seattle, none of us are immune to it. And one of the things that I felt really strongly about is, you know, doing it early so that we could get out in front of it. And also, you know, getting back to normalcy much quicker if you can do that. So I felt like it was the right thing. It was incredibly hard. That it was probably the hardest thing I'll ever do in public office.
And you have a personal situation. You had a kidney transplant, and so you're at a high level of risk yourself.
Yeah, so I take immunosuppressant drugs for a kidney transplant, like you said. And, you know, so I am in that high risk category. And so we have to be really aware of the people that, you know, are at high risk, like our elderly populations, our minority populations, those who do take immunosuppressants. So I do take it very seriously because I understand that, you know, it can really be something that is so deadly, right? And I just, so I think I'm a little more in tune because I do realize that we just need to understand that there are people out there that are at such high risk. And I think, you know, obviously falling in that category, I can understand that.
We've seen the majority, or 50%, I should say, of the cases of death from coronavirus at one elderly facility. Are you concerned that the numbers for Washoe County will be skewed by obviously a terrible situation in that nursing home, but that may slow down the reopening of Washoe County because of that?
Well, I think that's a good question. I think what we have to look at is the percentages, not the cases. And one of the reasons why is because we are starting to test more. Our goal is to test 1,000 people a day. And so when you start testing more, obviously you're going to see a spike in numbers. So you really have to look at the percentages. And I had a press conference last week and really kind of wanted our city to understand that is such a high risk population, and to also understand that we could have outbreaks all over the city in our senior care facilities. I know it's not very popular, but I really have pushed for transparency when it comes to these outbreaks, because I do think the public needs to know. And I certainly think that this will help all the senior care facilities be able to make better decisions, also have a lot more resources if we are talking about it and sharing that information. It has to be transparent. I think now more than ever, this is the time to be transparent. You might not like what you're going to hear, but I think if we don't inform the public, I think that's going to be a much bigger disaster, because those senior care facilities really need the help. They need the PPE. They're also very short staffed. And so, you know, I started to really talk about it because I think people need to understand that those facilities are in such high risk.
You're also a small business owner, as we've talked about on the program before. So this is personally affecting you as well. How is that affecting you?
Well, my businesses are shut down like everyone else's, and it's incredibly stressful. I think there's so much of the unknown, and that just creates a whole other effect. I mean, it's not just the physical effects of the coronavirus, but it's also, you know, the mental and economic effects that people face. So I can certainly sympathize with all these small businesses because I'm in the same situation. It's not easy at all by any stretch of the means. And I think, too, navigating some of the red tape that sort of comes along with it, like the PPP program. You know, I speak to a lot of small business owners constantly throughout the day on Zoom. This is our new way of life, you know, Zoom. But speaking to a lot of them, just sort of the way that the PPP was rolled out, you know, there's going to have to be some modifications there. I mean, one of the big issues is we're all sort of talking about how do you get your employees to come back whenever they're making more on unemployment, or not just that, but some are, quite frankly, they're scared to come back. They're scared of that risk. So I think there's going to be a lot of challenge with small business, but I also think in the sense that that money really needs to have different guidelines on it, because so many of the small businesses did not see that money. Let's hope in the second round that we do. I will say our Nevada delegation has been great. Been working with Congressman Amade. He has been fantastic when it comes to, you know, sort of hearing our issues at the federal government. It was hard for us, I think, to swallow too, because we were one of the states that actually have one of the lowest numbers of receiving that PPP. So he really has stepped in there and been a big voice for Nevada, which is nice.
Were you forced through your business to have to apply for a PPP loan?
We did. We weren't funded. We were through Wells Fargo. And I think if there's any one thing that, you know, I could really preach now more than ever, is that we really have to stay local. And that, whether that's for hand sanitizer or it's for your local bank, I think, you know, it really has, you have to have that relationship, because you got to be able to get on the phone instead of a call center that, you know, takes hours to get through. So, you know, I'm learning lessons as we go as well. I think that, you know, you never sort of prepare yourself for something like this. So I can certainly understand the magnitude of when you see sort of these big companies that have not been impacted. I think that you should have had to show that you were material impacted, like, you know, having to shut down your business, or showing certainly our restaurants, right? I don't think people realize how hard it is for a restaurant, you know, to have that delivery takeout model. That is a really, really tough model to be able to go out there and execute well and have sustainability. And so, you know, it's small restaurants like that. It's small retailers like that that really have had the biggest impacts. And so we've got to do whatever we can to make sure that that money goes to the businesses that really need it the most.
All right, let's take a break. More with the mayor when we come back.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. We have seen all kinds of conventions canceling their business, and you know, because of the magnitude of a convention, they have to cancel them way out. So what are your thoughts about where we are with the convention, the Reno-Sparks Convention Authority at this point in time, with huge layoffs, early retirements that have already been taken? In your conversations with local casino operators who have not been speaking publicly at this point, what can you share with us without breaking their confidence?
Right. Well, I'll tell you this. So I do sit on the RSCVA, and tourism is such a huge lifeblood for us in Nevada. Now, certainly, I think we are in a better position than Southern Nevada because we have really diversified our economy, which has, you know, been great. And it's one of the reasons why we've been able to rebound when we were in the recession. And we worked really hard on diversifying our economy. I will tell you this, and here's actually some light at the end of the tunnel. What's been interesting is actually we are going after a lot of business that was already scheduled to have these massive conferences in Las Vegas. And because the schedule has moved so much and everyone has sort of had to reorganize when they're going to hold these conferences, we've been able to kind of swoop in, Reno has, and get them on our schedule because we have much more flexibility. So that's kind of nice. We've been sort of saying, you know, look, that low-lying fruit is really going to help us get through it. And there's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm from conferences that, you know, probably weren't really thinking about Reno, but we've been reaching out to them and saying, hey, you know, we can get you in our schedule and we're happy to have you. So quite honestly, I think going into 21 and 22, Reno is going to be booming. It's going to be incredibly busy because we are able right now to land a lot of those conferences. We just had a board meeting and we did do layoffs, and that is always so incredibly difficult. But I wanted to remind the board too that we have to have that sales department stronger than ever right now. That's sort of the lifeblood and sort of where the big financial ability comes in. And so, you know, I just think that you want to be very careful about where you're cutting, because that really is sort of the arm that is going to get us through, is that sales. You know, that sales is sort of everything right now. And so they're out there really pushing it and hustling and getting business for us. And actually, in so many ways, we've been really lucky here to be flexible to grab that business. So in 21, 22, I think Reno is just going to do amazing things when it comes to tourism. It's going to take some time. Obviously, we've got to get people comfortable with flying again and you know, being in spaces where there are people. So it's going to take time, but the good news is that people are really excited to come to Reno, that we weren't even on their radar, Sam. So that's what's really interesting about this.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back more with the mayor of Reno after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Reno, Hillary Sheevy. I just want to go back to the question I asked you earlier that we didn't quite get to. You gave great news about potential conventions coming to Reno. But what are you hearing from the casino owners? Because unlike Las Vegas, even though we have corporations operating casinos in Reno, you can actually talk to the people who own them. What are they saying to you without revealing names necessarily?
Well, actually, I've been talking a lot to Ryan Sheltra, who owns the Bonanza Casino. And it is really challenging, obviously, for our casino industry. And I think people forget how important that industry is here still in Northern Nevada. Not only just what they bring financially and with, you know, the tax structure, but also what they bring to a community. Sam, I can reach out at any minute to any of our casino owners here. And, you know, these are all local owners for the most part. Obviously, you have the big ones that are now public, but all of them, you know, I can reach out to them and ask them for just about anything when it comes to, you know, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, sponsoring a pool or helping us, you know, revitalize a park. There's such a huge piece of our fabric and our economy, but also our community. And so it's been incredibly challenging. But I will tell you this, I think it's really commendable how much that they are thinking about what the future looks like and how that changes just their gaming floor in general, how, you know, about the social distancing and turning off slot machines, you know, with making sure that people are sort of separated. And so they're really thinking about these ways and they're doing it incredibly thoughtful too. And at Bonanza, honestly, they have done a great job with their marketing. They have their logo and it's got, you know, a big mask across, you know, the Bonanza sign. And so they had a slogan. It said something like your best hand is a washed hand. And so they've become very innovative and really trying to show their customers that they really care and want to keep them safe. I am really, really proud of our casino owners here in the North.
Are you concerned that any of them might go out of business because of the cutbacks? If the same cutbacks that are being looked at in Las Vegas are implemented in Northern Nevada, do you see any of them, and you don't have to name them, but do you see any of them in trouble?
I think that it definitely is going to be a rocky road for sure, because I think what people have to understand is, yes, we are opening up our economy and we're starting to do it slowly, but what does that look like, you know, in 2 or 3 months when possibly all businesses, not just casinos, are possibly operating on 20 or 30% capacity. So of course I'm incredibly concerned because, like I said, they're such a massive part of our community and they bring so much to the table. So yes, I'm concerned. I think many of them are concerned, but also there's a lot of them that have just said, listen, we are resilient. We're going to be here for Reno, and they're just doing everything that they possibly can, you know, to hold on.
Let me ask you this. There's obviously, as you well know, been a lot of conversation about the media recently about the governor's communications, not only to the public, but also to elected officials. Are you comfortable that at this point in time that your communications with the governor's office are as good as they could be?
Well, I will tell you, I don't know what other elected officials, you know, what they're experiencing. However, I would say that we have a little bit of an advantage, and I'll tell you why. Scott Gillis, who was our government affairs director, you know, he went to the governor's office. So, and then we have Michelle White, and I have personal relationships with all of them. And so I'm very fortunate that I am able to, you know, pick up the phone and call them anytime. Or, you know, we have access because, you know, we built those relationships. I don't know what other elected officials, you know, some might have relationships, some may not. I just think that, you know, I've been incredibly fortunate because I know them personally, can pick up the phone anytime and be able to, you know, have those conversations. And that is important for sure. And I think it's really challenging too, because, you know, up here, you know, I'm obviously thinking about our interests. And as the governor, you have to think about the entire state. So I think we easily can focus in on what our wants and needs are. And I understand that. And it's a challenge for sure.
Okay, we've got less than 30 seconds here. Are you optimistic that Reno will recover, you know, in the next few months? Or do you think it's going to take till 2021? And we've got the Reno Rodeo staring us in the face for June, not heard any word from them about whether they plan to proceed or not.
Right. Well, I absolutely think it's going to be slow. I don't think this is going to be easy. I don't think that you've heard the analogy where you turn on the light switch. I don't think that's what it's going to look like. It's going to take time. But Reno is resilient. We will make a bigger and better comeback. I'm calling it the biggest little comeback. And we will do the same, just like we did in the recession. We will get through this. And this won't last forever. That's the good news. It won't last forever. So we've all just got to be in it to win it and do it together.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We really appreciate you taking out the time. And we look forward to you coming back with more good news for us. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.